Nick Nine. Welcome back, everyone. This is the Nick Nine Show, and I'm honored to be posting this on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day in the modern era has always been a hit or miss, love it or hate it type of holiday. Some see it as a time of passion and recognition for the loved ones around them. Others see it as a hallmark trade. Regardless, this Valentine's Day themed podcast will surely make you crave for a kiss, chocolate, or otherwise. Today we'll be talking about some poetry, one of the various trademarks of love, as well as introduce Squandered Opportunities Collective, a well-organized and well-rounded collection of music, poetry, and art presented by Sean D. We'll also be discussing, what else, relationships. Until then, let's sit back and get in the mood. Here's His Infernal Majesty with Right Here in My Arms. You don't have to ask this twice because most of us have unfortunately been put into this position. The conflict between lovers. You wonder, how did this happen? Where did we go wrong? And most importantly, how can we fix it? I bring this up because earlier this week I was a part of this very situation. My girlfriend and I have been stressed for the past month with problems unrelated to our relationship. Though due to the outside stress, we have recently been having huge fights. Now, I won't go into an exact description of what these fights entail. Let's just say they're not the prettiest of things. Eventually, we worked our way through these issues and are back together, spending this Valentine's Day in bliss. So how do we accomplish this magnificent task, you may ask? Communication, my friends. Communication. That's really it. Although communicating to your partner that something's not right or something they do might make you uneasy at times, it can and will be hard to talk about. But if you want to see change and a better tomorrow with them, you have to track through hell first. Yeah, it sucks. It really sucks. But usually the outcome outweighs the shit you had to go through to get there. And remember, trust is in probably the top three, if not the most important aspect of a relationship. If neither of you trust each other, or even one of you lacks trust of the other, don't expect the relationship to last all too long. To add on to this subject of relationships, remember that a dozen roses and a box of chocolates from Walgreens does not buy you love. Be yourself, be kind and considerate, and enjoy the time you have with your significant other. And most importantly, if you want to beat Hallmark, be creative. Come up with a gift or a date that is unique and will surprise them. not just give them the same apathetic responses, let's say, last year. When we come back, Sean and his Squandered Opportunities Collective. But first, a great song about forgiveness and compassion. Here's 10 Years with Don't Fight It. About 2 weeks ago, I made my first broadcast centered around the local music scene. Now I'd like to move the attention to another promoter of a variety of local scenes, Sean D, whose work goes straight into his group called Squandered Opportunities Collective, is a poet himself. Though his page over Facebook not only includes his poetry, but the poetry, writings, music, and artworks of their respected local scenes. It's great to see others like Claire, and myself, as well as Sean, going out of their ways to not only promote themselves, but also other artists around them. Sean's own poetry is something spectacular to read aloud, and if I could do the honors for him this one time, here's a poem by him that remains untitled. Time will wait for us, stuck in twisting, turning tubes of dust. Our brains decay as our bodies sit and sit and sit. We leave our knowledge of beauty to the less known. Stuck inside, pale, soft-skinned puppets. Our eyes rot as we stare at a screen. Our fingers break as we type on a keyboard. When we go outside, our eyes burn white. The sun's too hot for screen-bled eyes. So stay inside. Let your eyes die. The beauty of the world is too much for us. The weather's too cold. Inside is so warm. Why be moderately comfortable in true beauty when you could be blissful and unaware of the pain and anguish as you lie in your tomb? Fresh air is unknown to the nostrils of kids today. Cover beauty with concrete. Cover beauty with makeup. Cover beds with sheets. Cover tombs with lids. If you'd like to find out more about Sean D and Squandered Opportunities Collective, then please visit him at halfdeadmedia.net and like his Facebook page if you'd like to be promoted by the man himself as well. Email him at halfdmedia@gmail.com. That's halfdmedia@gmail.com. I meant for this to be a shorter podcast, seeing as many of us have a lover or a singles date to get to. I like to finish off with an opportunity to present my perception of Valentine's Day. When I think of Valentine's Day, I don't think about the chocolates, the roses, the pink, red, and whites. I think about my family, my friends, and my own lover. Let's face it, we're only human. And in an age of information, taking in endless prospects of communication, It's only natural that we lose track and forget about the importance of those around us. Valentine's Day is the one day out of the year for remembrance, to recall the best that the people around you have to offer, and to appreciate the love that you've been given throughout the years by them. My grandparents were married on Valentine's Day, which makes the day for them even more special. Make sure that, even if you're not getting married today, that your Valentine's Day is still memorable. I believe that's all I have for you today. If you like what you heard from these podcasts, then please visit me on my website at artistnicholasdodge.com. Don't forget to like my page on Facebook. Just look up Artist Nicholas Dodge. And be sure to tune in every other Saturday for a new podcast. Tomorrow I'll have a Nick 9 after show. Till then, here's a band I got to meet during a James Blunt concert. They're a duo. This is Oh Honey with I Love You Will Still Sound the Same. Goodbye, good night everyone, and thanks for your support.
Could you see yourself growing old with me, watching my head turn to gray? Could you live with me in my mistakes, in the ones I have yet to make?
So when our eyes have seen their better days, and our hearing starts to fade, push your arms around my neck and your heart on your chest. I love you will still sound the same. I love you will still sound the same.
Inside of a child, long after us fade away. When our ring starts to rust and our skin starts to age, remember the promise we made.
Hey! So when